we started Bookies, and by we, I mean the band, because as much as Bookie dealt with me and one other guy in the band, as far as running Bookies, the Sillies practiced in the basement. The Sillies had all our equipment in the basement, and they gave us the room because of the type of crowd that we were able to bring in and make money for the owner at Bookies. And it was our private clubhouse. The difference was we let anybody play that we felt was appropriate, and we would give people shows instead of giving them to ourselves, in the idea of, quote, fairness. Now, nobody was ever fair to us, but we would give up shows that I financed, that I paid for out of my own pocket, so that different bands from Detroit would get to open for acts that we felt would draw, like Ultravox. And the insane thing was, bands would come out to us and say, oh, you guys get to do all the good shows. Well, we didn't get to do all the good shows, and it's our room and my money. So it's nuts. But the thing is, it was the only place you could do it.